The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We have considered it a very light thing to take away from God's Word, a very light thing to shirk our God-given responsibility of proper child-rearing, which God has given in His Word. If you have young kids, it isn't too late to rear them God's way. You will be glad that you did, because God will bless you for that. God has promised that He blesses for obedience, and you would be blessed if you obey God in that respect, if you obey that fifth commandment. Notice what God had to say to our forefathers, and it comes right on down to our day now, modern day Israel, in Deuteronomy 4, beginning in verse 5. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Eternal my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. And God says, if you obey Him, you are going to be acting that way as well. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Yes, if we would obey our God, that's what people would be saying about the United States of America, about one of the main tribes of Israel. If we would obey, only obey our God. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Eternal our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon Him? Wouldn't that be a blessing, my friend, if we can call upon God for good weather and good health and good obedient kids and so on, and God would answer? Yes, if we could call upon God to help us solve all of our problems, wouldn't that be a blessing? Well, that could be ours, if we would only obey our God. We could still turn, and God would still answer if we would. Verse 8, and what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? Yes, God's judgments and God's statutes are offshoots from His commandments. And God says if we would obey His commandments, then we would have those righteous statutes and those righteous judgments that we would be living by, and we would be setting the example of other nations to live by as well. Going on here in verse 9, God says, only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren. Yes, God commanded our forefathers to teach their kids and their grandkids, and that would come right on down to our day today, to teach them God's way, to teach them the respect and the fear of God and His way. But we have failed miserably, and look what we have got. What a terrible mistake we have made, my friends, in turning our back on God. Verse 10, especially concerning the day that you stood before the Eternal God in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. Yes, God said that we need to fear Him, or have proper respect and reverence for our God and for His word. But I have been saying for so long, we have thought that we're smarter than God, and that we don't need God, and that we don't want Him in our ways. Because everything we have wanted and needed, it seems, in a physical, material, and a financial sense, has been at our fingertips for the last 40, 50, 60 years, and we've kicked God out of everything, it seems. Yes, out of government offices, out of school, and even to a great degree out of the churches. And my friends, if we had taught our kids, generation after generation, kids would honor and respect their parents and everyone else. Notice what God has to say in Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11. Because a sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Now, why is that? Well, because we think that we're smart enough to get away with anything that we want to do. And that also applies to child rearing as well. God has warned us where we will land in our latter end if we ignore His law and His word, and it doesn't look like a good landing. But if you would turn to God in sincere, heartfelt repentance, repent of ignoring His word and His laws of how to live in a way that's pleasing to God, We could have a good landing, but the time is short to do that. It's time to wake up. Will you wake up? Yes, will you wake up? The choice is yours. God says choose which way you will go. I hope you will begin to choose the right path in obedience to God's command. If you do, you will have a good landing, and you will have honor and respect from your kids. Paul described how it would be in the last days, which we are living in now, and it's not a pretty picture. Notice what Paul had to say here, inspired by God, in 2 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 1. Know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, and it means stressful times, is what he is speaking of here. We can't deny that. Many, many people are on antidepressant drugs just to cope with all the stress. That's one of the great evils of our day, is stress. We're all stressed out, confused, it seems, in just about everything we do. A 10-minute job may take 3 or 4 hours to accomplish, and sometimes maybe even weeks, especially if government is involved. And it seems that government is involved to some degree in just about everything. We're stressed out because of inflation, especially the high price of oil, which is causing rising prices in most other necessities and luxuries of life. We're stressed out in our marriages, with our jobs, with our bills, with our weather, and much too often with our kids. We may want to ask self, has my kids or are my kids causing stress for me? If they are, could it be because you haven't taken time to rear and teach them properly according to child-rearing principles in the Word of God? Maybe you want to ask yourself that question. There is cause and effect. Just maybe we should try to find out some of the reason that we are all stressed out. Do we know the Bible well enough to rear our kids accordingly? Sad to say, most people don't. Most people never open the Bible. It seems we could care less about what God has to say, because we don't think that we need God telling us what to do, and we don't want God telling us what to do. And that's why we have so many problems, including stress. Well, we have built our world, and much too often, we don't like what we see, but we won't admit what has caused our world to be as it is, because we don't want to change our way, and that includes our child-rearing principles. But we would all like to have kids that honor and respect. Continuing here in 2 Timothy 3, verse 2, describing the days that we're living in, for men will be lovers of themselves. Now, could that mean that we love self so much that we don't want to take time to rear and train and teach our kids? That we want to rent them out to someone else and let someone else do that for us? It says, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Do we see any of that today? Does that amply describe our day that we're living in? Verse 3, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Yes, without self-control. If your emotion says do it, then you do it. Don't worry about the consequences. Everybody else is doing it, so why can't I? Seems to be the day that we're living in. Says traitors, yes, truce breakers, people that you can't believe, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Well, as I said, that certainly describes the day that we are living in. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Yes, Paul says, we would have a form of godliness, act godly, try to look godly, try to look pious, try to make other people think that we're righteous people, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Yes, denying God's power in our life, denying His Word, saying we don't need to and we don't have to live by God, by His Word, and by His law. And Paul said, from such people, turn away. In other words, don't mix and don't have anything to do with people that just have a form of godliness, that are hypocrites. Verse 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yes, my friends, we're living in a day when knowledge is being increased much quicker than you and I can keep up with it, much quicker than anyone can keep up with it. But says we never come to the knowledge of the truth, never learn God's way, never learn His Word, never learn how to solve our problems, never learn how to rear and teach and train our kids. Notice what God has to say. God amply expresses His thoughts and actions about the fact that we have forgotten His law and His Word. In Hosea 4, verse 1, God has this to say. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Did you notice what God said? Let's read that again here, Hosea 4, verse 1. God says, hear the word of the Lord. Now he's telling you to hear this. You need to perk up your ears and listen to this. You children of Israel. Now he's aiming this at the United States and the British people, the modern descendants of ancient Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth. Yes, God says this earth and our nations are lacking truth. And God says his word is truth, and that's what we're lacking in. That's why we never come to the knowledge of the truth, is because we don't know God's word. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. Now, doesn't that sound like the world that you are living in? Doesn't that sound like the nation that you are living in? Does that sound like you personally? Maybe you should ask yourself, does that sound like me personally? God said, listen to me. I'm telling you what your problems are and why you have them. And God says it's because there's no mercy, no truth, or knowledge of God in the land. Yes, indeed, we have ignored God's word and his law and the knowledge of God. We have ignored his kind of mercy. Well, do we know the true God? Maybe you should ask yourself. You would think if we did, we would obey him. Now, that ought to answer that question. Are you willing to obey God? God says we don't even know him, so how could we obey God? Do you have a Bible? Do you study it? Just maybe you should think about that, my friends. Do you have a Bible? And do you open it up and read it and study it? Try to get God's word in your head, in your mind, and try to live by God's word? Maybe you should think about that. Going on here in verse 2. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed after bloodshed. In other words, God says, we're living in the day that everything goes. Do it if you feel like it. Do it if you want to do it. Do it if it's going to put a dollar in your pocket or make the bottom line look better. Do it if it's going to give you a pleasure. And that seems to be the day that we're living in. God says everything goes. Do it if you want to. Sounds up to date, doesn't it? That seems to be from the head to the tail. Therefore the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beast of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. My friends, our land is mourning, and it will get much worse if we as a nation and as an individual don't repent and turn to God in obedience to his law. Well, I see my time is up, but we'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening, because this is a topic that you need to understand and you need to begin to live by. And if you would like a tape or CD of this program, call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can order online at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. And you need this series of programs, my friend, because we've been going through the Ten Commandments. And we've been talking about sin and what sin is, and it is breaking God's law. God says that very plainly in his word, 1 John 3:4. And you need these programs. You need to re-listen to these tapes. If you don't order them, keep listening. They will be aired, and you will hear them again. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.